Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3-4, and now we have the second of the three scenarios where we're blowing instruments in the Beis HaMikdash as part of a mitzvah. Here we're talking about in times of calamity. The Mishnah talks about Batanios and fast days. Those are fasts that are declared because of some impending catastrophe. The source of this whole issue is actually based on milchama, on war, or potential war. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Yod, pasuk Tes, V'chi savo milchama ba'artzachem, when a war comes to your land, al hatzar hatzareachem, on whatever misfortune may befall you, V'hairosem b'chatzotzrotz, you will blow a trua, the sound of the trua, blowing, with trumpets. So the drush of this is that while, of course, talking about explicitly about milchama, a war, the words just seem to be sort of superfluous. Al hatzar tzorer eschem, on the trouble that shall before you, seems superfluous, coming to add other kinds of national impending calamities, such as droughts, famines, etc. In those scenarios, there's a mitzvah to blow the trumpets. The Ram learns it's one of the Targ mitzvahs, clearly, our mission here refers to as Tanios, as fast as we will learn in Maseches Tanis Be'ezer Hashem, that when there's an impending drought, etc., nationwide or region-wide or city-wide, fast is decreed, and there could be trumpets blowing and prayers as well. So the mission here says, and again, we're talking about what goes on inside the Beis HaMikdash as the focal point here, but Tanios, on those fast days, on impending calamities, Bishel Zacharim Kfufin, says our Tana, the same Tana as the previous Mishnah, the instrument to blow for your shofar is from a ram's horn. Zachar is a ram, same as the word isle. It means a male sheep with the curly horns that we know of as the shofar typically. So those are kfufin. Kafuf means bent over. And the reason why is because our Tana learns here that the essence of the fast day when one's responding is the person should be kofef, he should be bent over, meaning submissive, and submit his heart to Hashem to do tshuva, and therefore the appropriate symbol would be a bent over kafuf, bent horn. Ufiyin mitzupa kesef, the horns that, like the shofarot that are blown on the fast day. They are covered not in gold, but in silver. A few reasons given for this. First of all, turning out the Iker Mitzvah here. Second of all, that's what was used. Silver trumpets were blown in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a general principle that the Torah is Chas al Mamonon Shel Yisrael, that the Torah has mercy on, has pity on, the Jewish people's financial well-being, and therefore didn't demand, or the rabbis don't demand, to have such an expensive golden shofar when silver will be okay. So you have, they're covered in the silver. Ushtei chatzotzrotz be'emtza, and those two shofars are on the outside, whereas the two trumpets are on the inside. So you have four instruments, it sounds here, on the outside shofar, and the inside trumpets. Shofar mikatzer, now the shofar, when it's blasting, it will do a shorter blast. V'chatzotzrotz marichos, and the trumpets, the silver trumpets in the middle, they will prolong their blasts. Because, of course, shemitzvah sayom v'chatzotzrotz, because the mitzvah on the Tainas day or on the calamity day, impending calamity day, is to blow trumpets, and therefore they're the essential one, and therefore they're blasted longer. Okay? The fact that it says the shofar, as opposed to the shofaros, the shofar is mekatzer. There are those who learn that although the Mishnah says you should have two shofaros, one near the side, at the beginning of the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, since you have one shofar, it suggests that b'di'eved, a single shofar in the base of the Mishnah accompanying two trumpets, would be acceptable.